starting at Sadiyam Abeis, towards the top of the page, the last narrow line. So the Rav Ashi is going to challenge these three Shraminos. So we said three Shraminos from the Mishnah, that the first one is, we could have contemplated that the din of Ksubas Bnei Dichrin, where as part of the Tanai Ksuba, the case where the wife predeceases the husband, and there's two wives, and each one has children from the husband. So we give, in part of the process of the Yerusha, we give each Yerush of the father, who's also the Yerush of their mother, the mother's ksuva first, and then we divide the rest of the Yerusha equally. So is that only the case where both women die before the husband, and both sets of children are coming to collect under this Tanai Ksuba of Benin Dichrin, or even a case where one mother dies in the lifetime of the husband, and the second mother dies after the husband, and her Yerushim are coming to collect as a Chayv. So the first point that the Mishnah said, we see that from our Mishnah, even in a scenario where the second one is collecting as a Chayv, the first one have a right to Ksuba is Benin Dichrin. And the second point was that the ksuba acts as the extra amount of money, which the ksuba Bnei Dichrin is only said in a case where there's going to be some clear regular Yerusha Deraisha, which is going to be divided based on the regular rules. So that division will take place by the fact that the all of the Yerushim are paying the chayv together. That was the second point. And the third point is that Ksuba Bnei Dichrin acts as a Yerusha Din, which means it only applies to the property which exists at the time of the Misa, and not to any Shibudim, any Chayvis which were collected before that. To Maskal Ravashi. So Ravashi challenges this. Mimai, how can we prove these 3 points? I could argue that those 3 points are not true. Dilma, really, maybe, I'll tell you, Achas Bechayev, Achas B'moysa, Ein Lehen Ksuvas Bnei Dichrin. So, in the case where one woman died after the husband, and now we have two sets of Yerushim, the Yerushim of the first woman and of the second woman, who are both Yerushim of the father, in that situation, there's no Din Ksuvas Bnei Dichrin. So the second set of Yerushim, who their mother died after the father owed their mother the ksuba, because when the father died, she's an almana, and he owes her the ksuba. Now she dies, so they yarsh the right to collect the ksuba. So they're going to collect the ksuba, but the children of the first woman don't get anything. So what happens? After the ksuba is paid, the remaining money is divided equally between the two sets of brothers. There's no din of ksuba in Dichrin over there. So what was the question? You asked the question, the language of the Mishnah was, it says, they're kaidmin. So, Bishlama, if there is a collection of the second one, there's a chayv. And the first one is Suez in Dichrin, so we say, listen, we have to see how much property there is. They get the first right to the property, and they get the second right to the property. So that's the language of before and afterwards. But if you're telling me that so what does it mean? My kaidman, it means lanachalok tani. They go before, they collect their ksuva before any nachala takes place. So the lashon of the Mishnah was, shnia b'yorsha kaidman l'yorsha rishona. Not because it just means that the payment of the ksuva goes before any nachala. Now, it just means that they have a right to collect the ksuba before any nachal takes place. So that's not between the yarshim of the rishana more than the yarshim of the shniya. So the language of the yarshim of the second wife go before the yarshim of the first wife. No, the yarshim of the second wife go before any nachla takes place. That's all you have to say. Leave out the words yarshim rishon. the Shnei B'Yerusha Kaidman, they go first. So what's the Lashon Yerusha Rishana? I didn't tell you Shnei B'Yerusha, I'll tell you number Yerusha Rishana. So since it already said the Shnei B'Yerusha, so we need to point out there are, even though there are Yerushim of the Rishana. So that's a fair Lashon the Mura holds. Okay. So that's your first point. So the first point we could argue you can't prove it from the Mishnah. Second point that you said was that even whenever Ksus and Nikron does apply, it only applies if there's some kiyum of the Yerusha Deraisa. So we'll see later on, there's a requirement of Mercer dinner that after paying the Ksus and Nikron of the two wives, there's some property left over which can be divided amongst all of the Yerushim equally. And our Mishnah doesn't say that. So we see that, the Mora says, we see that, but there's another way to mekayim Yerusha D'Oraisa, by paying off the debts of the father. So over here, we're going to say that the payment of the ksuva to the second set of Yerushim, which is paying it as a choiv, because their mother died after the father. The father owed the mother the ksuva. Paying it as a choiv is a kiyum of the din of Yerusha D'Oraisa. Both sets of Yerushim have a chiyuv to pay the choiv of the father, the debts that the father owes. So you don't need any more property. But Kamar, the ksuva nasis Moshe Lechaberto, the chiyuv ksuva, the payment of the ksuva, which is the choiv of paying the ksuva, acts as the moisture, acts as the extra amount. So no, maybe that's not true. That ksuva is not moisture, and therefore, even if you say there is ksuva in Nichron, you're going to have to have an extra. You're going to have to have some extra property, which will be divided equally amongst all the yarshim. Vahachahu dika moshe dinner. And the case was that there was other property. The Mishnah didn't mention it because it's not the point of the Mishnah, but the case was that there was other property. So therefore, this second conclusion is not, you can't prove it either. Now, the truth is, Tosafos points out, if Ravashi's first point is true, there's no dinuksus in Nichrin in this scenario. So then this next point is irrelevant. Because there's no dinuksus in Nichrin, so then we don't have to discuss whether it's Moshe or not Moshe. And the third point also that we're deriving, that whether dinuksus in Nichrin is Batarfim and Meshapti, also you can't prove, because there's no dinuksus in Nichrin over here. So the more saying, even if you're going to disagree with my first point, and say there is ksuva nidchron over here, maybe the case was there was moisture. Now the Mora does not have an independent tachiyah on the third point. But the truth of the third point is nidcha based on the first point being nidcha. But the second point, the Mora has an independent tachiyah, so the Mora mentions it. Okay. Let's see Rashi before we do the next piece of the Mora. Okay, hold on, look at Rashi. My kodim. So it's about halfway down the page. It's in the narrow line still, about 12, 13 lines up before the end of the narrow lines. So Ravashi says that we can understand the word kodim. The mashma ha ika midi the mishkal basrayo shakli. It sounds like if they're first, it means the other ones are second. It means if there's something after we've given the payment to the Yerushim of the second one, we will give something to the first one. Yeah, we'll give them nachla. Kevim nachla. Lo shiyitlu harishanim achareim ksuva simon. The Yerushim of the second one get their mother's ksuva. The Yerushim of the first one do not get their mother's ksuva. So in what way are the Yerushim of the second one before the first ones? They get their payment before we give anybody anything through nachla. They'll get whatever's left over after paying the ksuba, they will get a portion in through Yerusha. Okay, you're going to ask me Yerusha Rishon Lomali. Why do we have the karlu yershu rishona? Then the yershu rishona are irrelevant. The point is you pay the ksuba, and wherever left over, you divide equally amongst all of the yershu, not just the yershu rishona. They're not collecting through their mother. They're not the yershim of the mother of the rishona of the first woman. So that now, by the yershim of the second mother, we have to stress that they're the yershim of the mother, because the point is they're coming to collect their mother's ksuva as yershim of the mother. The ino minah koyarsi, because they're definitely being yarish the schus of the ksuva from the mother who, the second mother, who was survived the father, and the father owed her the ksuva, and now the mother dies, they're yershim of their mother's schus ksuva. So over there, that's definitely correct. Right? Therefore, so over there, the language of Yorsha is correct. Therefore, Karina Libnei Rishonami Al Shem Yorsheha. Therefore, we refer to the children from the first wife as the Yorshim. Now, Balab Yishum the Midido Koyarsi, they're not really getting anything through the mother. Ela Shmo Ba'alma Kolomer Libnei Rishonah. So the Lashon over here could have been said Libnei Rishonah would have been a better language. The Yarshim of the second woman go before we give anything at all through Yerusha to the children of the first woman. So the Lashon of the Yarshim would have been a better Lashon, but we use Lashon of Yarshim to be a parallel construct. Maybe the case of Mishnah the Mora says was that there was other properties after paying off, even if there would be ksuba indifferent. So you paid a ksuba the second one as a chay. You paid a ksuba of the first one as ksuba indifferent. And you have those other properties which you're dividing besides. The Mishnah didn't mention it. There was other properties. Even if you will say that, like you were assuming, that it is kedmin that we give the yershim of the first woman ksuvas indichrin. Ika lokum and ika moshed dinner. We can say there was moshed dinner. Valvagav loitoni. Even though the mission doesn't say quote im yesha moshed dinner, it doesn't mention this condition that you need extra property besides. The answer is hoktani lo lekamon. It says later on hayosha moshed dinner. Tartizim lo yitzchuk lemisni. So there's no need to say it twice. Okay, we're in back in the Gemara. We're in the wide lines, the fifth line down. Two words in. V'achas b'chai, v'achas b'moysoi, tenoihi. So now, this case is where we were discussing in our Mishnah, where one woman dies when the husband is alive. The second woman survives the husband and then dies. Both of them have yorshim. Who are yershim of the husbands. They both have sons. So the second woman is being paid when the husband dies, he owes her the ksuba. Now when she dies, her yershim are collecting her chayv ksuba. That's one that died after he died. And one woman died beforehand, do they get ksuba zinikrin or not? So that's a machlokes tanoim. Netanya. Christ says, "Meisu achas b'chayiv achas b'moisu." So here, the Mamashar case: one woman died when the husband was still alive; the second woman died only after the husband. So Benana says, "Yechelam b'nei harishano." Yechelam b'nei harishano lomer l'bnei hashniya. The Bnei Rishonah can say to the Bnei Hashniyah, Atem Bnei Balaschayv. Atem. Tzu, Ksuvas Imchem, Utsu. Okay. So, you are a Balaschayv, so we have to pay you. So we're going to the... So here, take your ksubas imchem, and then goodbye. So the case has to be that there was only exactly enough payment to pay the ksuba of the second mother and the ksuba of the first mother. So the Bnei HaRishonah say, listen, here's your chayv. And now we don't say that there's no ksuba in the chayv, and we're going to divide everything else equally. But rather, here's your chayv, and we're going to take the rest because it's ours, and goodbye. Have a good day. So you say ksuba in the chayv, even in a case where the one woman predeceases the husband, and like you said before, and the payment of the ksuba acts as the moiser. Okay. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Kvar kavsa nachla milifnei b'nei harishona, v'nafla lifnei b'nei hashniya. So, at the time of Misa, so there was a chiyuv chayv to the second woman. There was no chiyuv chayv to the first woman. So the rights of the B'nai HaRishona, even after the first woman dies, the B'nai HaRishona and the husband, their father has not died yet, they can still hold out hope that they might get their mother's ksuba if the second woman also dies before the husband. But at the moment when the husband dies and his second wife is still alive, at that point in time, the B'nai HaRishona have to say goodbye to their right to get the ksuba, because the second one gets the ksuba zechayv, and they don't get the ksuba zechayv. So what's going to happen is they're going to pay the ksuba, and the remaining property will be divided equally amongst all of the yarshim of the father, which means the B'nai HaShniya will get their mother's ksuba plus Yerusha in the remaining property. And the B'nai HaRishona will only get a smaller Yerusha in the property. So the Nachla left for the B'nai HaRishona, some of the portion left the B'nai HaRishona and went to B'nai HaShniya. Mor says, my love, isn't it the B'hokha Mifugi? The Mor Sabra Achas, B'chai B'chas, B'chai Yeshin, K'subas Vini Dichrin. So Benana's hold to K'subas Vini Dichrin in this scenario, when it's achas b'chay b'achas b'mois, so mar sabra achas b'chay b'achas b'mois, so ain't lent ksubas b'nin different. So here we have this machloikas. Omer Rava. So that's what the Mor wants to say. The Mor says, Rava says no. Ashkachtinu the rabbanon the bay Rav. The Yasi Bekamri, I found the Tamidim in the yeshiva who were sitting there and saying, the Kulyama Achaz B'chai V'Achaz B'Moysa Yeshin Ksumas V'in Dichrin. No, we could learn up the Machloikas in a different way. That everybody holds Achaz B'chai V'Achaz B'Moysa, there is Ksumas V'in Dichrin. Okay, so that's true, there is Ksumas V'in Dichrin, so what's the Machloikas? But over here, this over here was in a case where, like you said, the case was that there was only exactly enough property to pay off the two ksuvas. So, by a bona fide case of ksuvas nichrin, where both women died first, you don't say ksuvas nichrin in that case, because you're being akar the nachla the rice. There's no yerusha the rice in that case. If they get their mother's ksuba, and they get their mother's ksuba, and there's nothing left over, we don't say it. So you say the whole thing is batal, and they divide the yerusha equally. What are we arguing over here? That the payment of the ksuba, which is of the second woman, which is not as a yerusha concept, but that's as a choyv, it's paying off the father's debt. So that's the fulfillment of Yerusha the Raisa. All of the children have responsibility to pay the father's debt. So when they do that, they fulfill Yerusha the Raisa. And now the remaining amount, we'll say it was indifferent. Do you say that or not? So Manana says, Umar Saber, that one says that you do say Mashiach Chaverta. Umar Saber Ksuba Nasa Mashiach Chaverta, Wood in the Balchai. Umar Saber Eng Ksuba Nasa Mashiach Chaverta, Wood in the Balchai. So, Benanas holds that the payment of the second Ksuba is the fulfillment of Yerusha the Raisa. And now we can give the children of the first mother their Ksuba's meaning different. The keeper says, no. That's not a key. We mean Yerusha the Raisa, where they're actually going to take something home for themselves. So they pay the second Ksuba as a chayv. The remaining property cannot all go to the first woman's children. And they have to, so the male, there's no Ksuba in different, and they divide it equally. That's what the Bnei Rav said. So that would be a way to argue this machloik, because Benanis and Rabbi Akiva is not the machloik, not about Achaz Machayv, Achaz Machayv. The Rabbi said, that let's modify what you just said. The Balchayv Kaliyamal, Plei the Havi Meister. Ki Plei Ksuba. So, you said this mouthful. You said that Ksuba is not the Moshe Lechaverta. Who did Balchay? Let's take pause. Some type of pause with that. Bishtam Balchay. So, the father has a debt to Shmerel. Father dies, and we say, okay. So there's enough property to pay off the debt to Shmerel. Pay the ksuba of the first children, the first woman, and pay the ksuba of the second woman. So, let's argue. Right now, both sets of children get together and pay their father's choyv, and that they're doing as the yarshim of their father with the yerusha that they got from their father. They have a mitzvah to pay off their father's debt. They pay off the father's debt. Good. Now we have just enough property left over to pay the two ksubas. They say, 1 second, you can't give the two ksubas if there's no Yerusha Deraisa. The answer, there is. They paid off the father's debt. No, they're not going to argue about that. The only issue where we have a problem is, what about if they're paying off the father's debt, but the father's debt is referring to the ksuba, not just a third party. So you say, okay, listen, B'nai Ashniya, you know, you're Mekayim Yerusha Deraisa by paying your debt to yourself. Rekiva says, no, I don't accept that. I don't accept. Benana says, we'll stretch it. The mice of the father has a chayv to this woman, and now the yarshim, they're the yarshim of the mother. It happens to be they're also the yarshim of the father. But right now, they, as the yarshim of the father, have a responsibility to make sure that the debt to their mother, which now they're the yarshim of, gets paid. So that's also a key of Yerusha Deraisa. Rekiva says, no, that I don't accept. That's what Rava says. So we have the evolution of this conversation. We started out with they're arguing whether you say Ksuba Nichren in Achaz B'chayv Achaz B'moser. Ben Yeshiva said, no, everybody holds you do say it. The question is, do you say that paying the Ksuba is a kiyum of Nachal D'Raisa, and the same idea would be B'chayv? Rava says, no, B'chayv, everybody agrees that it works. The only issue is only by Ksuba. And now comes along Rabbi Yosef. Maskal Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef says, I don't like the Rabbi Kiva. According to your explanation, I don't like Rabbi Kiva's language. If that's what they're arguing about, Rabbi Kiva's point is that paying the ksuba is not a kiyum of ksuba sinidikrin. Of Yerusha the Raisa. So what will happen? You have to pay the choyv, right? But now that you pay the choyv, the remaining will be divided equally between the two sets of brothers. So what's the lashon? Yehachi Rabbi Kiva Omer Masal Rabbi Yosef. Yehachi Rabbi Kiva Omer Kvar Kofsa Nachla. Rabbi Kiva, I have a better way of saying what Rabbi Kiva should say. He say, "Imyesh Moshe dinner mi boyle." Instead of saying that they don't get, like it sounds like that's an unequivocal statement. They're never going to get anymore. It's too late. No, it's not. So okay, the payment of the ksuba is not moiser. But there is a din of there is a din. You're saying over here, excuse me, Nichren. Just we have a technical problem. You haven't fulfilled your Rishon D'Oraisa. So what's the solution? Have an extra dinner. You'll have your Rishon D'Oraisa, and you'll get something different. So the point of here is saying, no, forget it. It's done. It's lost. It's not. Forget it. Done. It's lost. Well, that would not be the right lashon. It's not done. Lost. It's just, let's see if there's a Rishon dinner or not. Okay, the language sounds like more that it's irrelevant. Now, if you hold the argument in Achaz B'chayv, Achaz B'moyser, that's true. Rekiba is saying there's no din to the Nikra over here. Intrinsically, there's no din. So then, goodbye, it's done. Hello, Omer B'yosef, Achaz B'chayv, Achaz B'moyser, Kamiflagi. So, most of Rekiba is arguing and hold that Achaz B'chayv, Achaz B'moyser, you don't say Ksumas in Nikra. So now, in this situation where the B'nai Kshni are getting it as a Chayv, and once the chayv is paid, all there is left is just enough to pay off the ksuva of the first mother. Goodbye. There's no ksuva in Nichrin, and they can't get it. Because when their mother died and the husband died with the second woman alive, they said goodbye to ksuva in Nichrin. It's too late. Had the second woman died before the husband, they would have gotten. But now that the husband died first, at that moment, they said goodbye to their exclusive getting the ksuba. Okay. The Mor says, we're going to bring another brayso that would seem, the Kardin Rabbi Yosef, they're arguing in this issue of whether you say achas b'chayv, achas b'moysa, you say ksuba z'in d'chayv. Let's hear Rashi. So holding Rashi, second wide line. Pasha is the Raisa. Okay. More as a machloek is whether Shibud is the Raish or Shibud is the Rabbanon. So any debt which has a lien on the father's property, if you'll Shibud is the Raish, so that's within the Raish. If you'll Shibud is the Rabbanon, that will not be true, but there might be besides that, like Rashi throws in the accounts of mitzvah lifrei chavis aviyim. There's a mitzvah to pay back the chav. What exactly is that mitzvah? We'll see later on in the Gemara. So there's two potential separate arguments why you pay the chayv. One is a shibud concept, and one is a mitzvah concept. Okay. It's a krashi tzinoiki. Yishakli b'nei rishon ksuvas b'nidikrin iloi. It's a machlokes tzinoim whether the children of the first woman can get the ksuvas b'nidikrin when the children of the second mother are collecting the mother's ksuva as a chayv. Atem b'nei balas chayv, atem slu ksuvas imchem utsu. So Binyana says, this is what they say. They say, listen, you're a bal chayv, here's your mother's chayv, and goodbye. So what's a goodbye? What is utsu? A karcha bin a lack of much a dinner kamari. There must be no other property over here. So all there is enough to pay the two ksuvas. And the point of Binyana is, here's your payment of your ksuva. Now you got paid your ksuva, and now we take the rest of ksuva nichren from our ksuva. So goodbye, you're not going to get any Yerusha. But it's only utsu, because v'id ikanachol yisrael shtei ksuvas, my utsu the ka'amri. What's utsu? What's go? There's other nachol which they have to divide up. My utsu the ka'amri luhu. He dam yishak lebenei b'shana ksuvas v'nidichren. So, if there have been a larger amount besides, so yeah, you get your chayv, we take our ksubas in Nichrin, and now let's divide the rest. So, yeah, they get the ksubas in Nichrin, but sharam mi apalgi. So, but after that, whatever's left over, they divide. So, what's utsu? Ella, bitaleka. There's nothing else. There's enough property of the father to pay off to the two ksubas, and that's it. Vacha kamer lahu. So the Bnei Rishon say to Bnei Hashniya, Atem Bnei Balaschayv Atem. You are the children of the Balaschayv, the debt which is owed to your mother. Uksubus Imchem. Your mother's suba hoel v'chayvi, it's coming as a chayv. Ain't chem boy b'teres benin dichrin. You're not coming as suba's in dichrin. Lo b'inim moisir dinner. Then the chonachal deraisa yafim mizu. This is a perfect fulfillment of nachal deraisa. We are paying off, and you also have chiyuv. Our father's debt to your mother. Shana v'tem perim chayvas avinu. We're paying off our father's debt to your mother. Okay, so now you've gotten your nachla deraisa by paying yourself. Good. And the remainder is enough to pay our mother's ksuba, and we'll get that. That's what Benana says. He remembered a couple of nachla. Misha shemei sabal b'chayeha. When the first mother dies, when the husband's alive. Now, then the second woman is alive, and we have to see: will she die before the husband? And then there'll be ksuvos and nichrin when the husband dies. Both sets of children of both mothers will be yarish their father, and there'll be ksuvos and nichrin. But that didn't happen. So from the moment shemeis abal b'chayeh shel shnia. And then from the moment the husband died, when the second woman is still alive, at that moment, we know the whole concept of Suvas Nichrin is said goodbye to, Rekiva says. You can't apply Suvas Nichrin from that moment. So then, Kafsa Nachlas Bnei Nichrin, Milifnei Bnei Rishona. So at that moment, the Bnei Rishona lose their right to Bnei Nichrin. So that's kafsa, it leaves them. Now it falls into a din of Yerusha between all of the sons of the father. After the Ashniya. Therefore, Philo Havi Hacha Moshed Dinner. Now, Benanas' case, well, there was no Moshed Dinner. So he was saying, but even if there had been, it's irrelevant. The whole din ksuvas nichrin does not apply in this scenario. That's Rabbi Kiva's argument, according to what the Mara is suggesting. Fine. That's what the Mara suggests. Comes Rabbi. Rabbi says that I found that the Tamidim were saying the people in the Beis Medrash. We don't have to explain it like that. The Kuliyama Yeshlehan. Everybody agrees that Achaz B'chai Achaz B'moisai, the Bnei Rishonah do get the mother's ksuba. Good, so that's Benanas. So what's Rekiva's argument that you don't get? The time of the Rekiva, Hacham Yishum, the Lekim was a dinner. Because again, the case of Benanas was specifically a case where there was nothing else more than the value of the two ksubas. But Rekiva says, therefore, there's no ksuvas nidichrin. The problem is there was no moisa dinner. Now, how does Benanas answer that question? Paying off a debt is not called a fulfillment of the Yerusha Deraisa. When we say that you have to fulfill Yerusha Deraisa, besides benin dichrin, to have benin dichrin, that means you actually get a chalukah where they take property home for themselves. You're paying off the debt is not called you fulfilled Yerusha Deraisa for this purpose. Even though the second one is payment is a chayv, if it wasn't the bal chayv, and the same thing would be true in the case where there was a third party. In a case where there's definitely been indifferent. Both women died in the husband's lifetime. It's a value also with her spin in Nichrin. So, another different scenario totally, Rashi says. The father has two wives. They both have sons. the two wives die in the father's lifetime, now they get something different. But you only say it if there's something else to divide amongst the children equally. Well, the father has a debt that he owes. There's enough property to pay off the debts and the two ksubas, and that's it. So what happens over there? So Rabbi Akiva, according to the Bnei Yeshiva, Rabbi Akiva says, V'yesham moisher dinner, but who mishuba the balchayv? There's a moisher dinner, but that's owed to the balchayv. L'havi moisher, that's not called moisher, because the mice, at the end of the day, they're going to pay off the chayv. And each one will get their ksuba, and there's nothing that they're going to divide actually as Yerusha between the two sets of sons. So that's what the Rekiva says. That's not called you fulfilled Yerusha the rice. Rabbah said back, no, the Balchayb Kalyam will plead the Havi Meister. In a case where it's a Chayb of a third party, it is Yerusha the rice. Both sets of sons are paying off their father's debt to this third party. Hoyle Hashtar Yotza Kulam Nibs Kulam Purim. The star is on both sets of sons. Both sets of sons are paying off their father's debt. V'nachlashalehen shosuben mitzvahs priyas chayv abiyem. So they used their nachla. They got a nachla. They used it. They used it to pay a chayv. Kipligi b'ksuva. But the issue over here is Rekiva says that but you cannot say that the Bnei Ashniya are getting their nachla and using their nachla to pay themselves a nachla. When the second was a chayv, pliki benanas, pliki benanas sabar raised a kishar chayv. It's a chayv. Avi moister, we keep a sabar love kishar chayv dummy. It's not like any other chayv. Kima the inu gufayo koshaka, they're taking it. So you cannot say they've gotten their yerusha and they fulfilled the usage of their yerusha by using it to pay a chayv. They're not payers, they're receivers. Okay, there's no nachal derais. At least Yeshua is different. The rabbanon, the miyaker, nachal derais. So it comes out, we have not fulfilled nachal derais in this scenario, so we cannot have something different, which will then remove the halachas of nachal derais. That's what Rabbi said. So Rabbi Yosef asked the Haki, the Mahalach, who the Paul Rabbi Kiva should elect a Meiser. If you're saying the Rabbi Kiva's argument over here is limited to the very specific issue that there's lacking Meiser, not because he argues intrinsically in the whole concept. He agrees with the concept of there is a Nikram Nayachas Bechai Bachas Meiser. He's saying, but there's no Meiser dinner. And that's the whole problem. We have a moisture like Paulik, so my kvar kofsa nachla, that there was a moment where the nachla was said goodbye to. The mashma ain't kantaris b'nidikrim klal. It's like the whole concept is thrown out the window. How chibur lem is the meimer? Rekiva should say, let's see im yesha moisture noilin im lav ain noilin. Hello, Rabbi Yosef. Get appreciates Bereisha. So we'll go back to our original approach. The filo haba bo moiser, even if there was moiser dinner, also rekiva the meimer, the ha'ol v'achas bo moiser, lekak subas dinichrin, the bnei arishana makol shken kilek. So even if there is moiser dinner, it's irrelevant. You don't take subas dinichrin in a situation where one set of children is collecting the chayv, the other ones don't get subas dinichrin. And if there's no moisture dinner, for sure not. Okay. The Moor says, Vahani tenoi, kahani tenoi. So according to Rabbi Yosef, that they're arguing in Achaz B'chayv, Achaz B'moisev, conceptually, if the whole idea of Ksuvah Zidikon applies in such a case, this is a Mechloikis tenoyim. In a different price as well, the Tanya. Back in the Gemara, six lines up. He married the first woman and she died with children. Nosas Ashnia Umesu. Then he married a second woman, and then he died. So that's Achaz B'chayv, Achaz B'moise. Bo'im B'nei Shalzu, La'achar Misa, V'nodling Su B'simon. So the woman, the children of the second woman, come and get their mother's ksuba as a chayv. That's how the Moran is assuming that's what the Brisa means. Reb Shimon Oimer, im yesh mosher dinner, el not ksuba simon, vel not ksuba simon. So Reb Shimon says that it depends on this moshe dinner or not. So no, he's not arguing that you don't pay the chayv. He's arguing what happens after you pay the chayv. So the Tana Kama is saying you pay the chayv, and Shimon is saying what about with the ksuba of the first mother. The Tanakhama holds, you say there is Sumas in Dichrin. I'm sorry. Reb Shimon holds there is Sumas in Dichrin, but you need Moshe dinner. And there's no Sumas in Dichrin, period. Doesn't apply the whole concept. So all that happens is they come and collect their mother's chayv. And the rest is Yerusha, and they divide it equally. So it comes out this machlokes, according to Rabbi Yosef of Benanis and Rabbi Kiva, it's machlokes of the Tana Kama and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, like Benanis, the Tana Kama is like Rabbi Kiva. The Moor says, isn't that the pshat? The Moor says, no. I could argue, the Kuli Alma, that both in this price of the Tana Kama and Rav Shimon hold there is Ksumas Bini Dikrin in Achaz B'chayv Achaz B'moisa. So what's the Machlokes? Mahaka B'dinner Mikarkoi K'miflugi. They're arguing if that the you need Moshe dinner. We're not saying right now that the ksuva is the moshe dinner, and they're arguing whether that dinner has to be dafka something where there's karka. Marsara mekarkoi in metaltali loy marsara filo metaltali. So it's not enough to be mekayim Yerusha deraisa. That's Yerusha deraisa on karka, which that's more noticeable, visible. Like that's the main thing that people are looking for in nachala. If we're going to fulfill in the nachala deraisa of karka, that there's going to be something given to all of the sons. That's a good kiyum. But just giving them metaltal is not a good kiyum. So the Mora says that. It's a suggestion how to learn the Machlokes. More can challenge that in a second. Okay, let's just do these Rashi's quickly. It's about the second last line. Boim b'nei shalzu, because chodai to the abnei shniya koi. It's going on the children of the second woman collect the chayv of the mother. Boim b'nei shniya shibalas chayv and oilin ksubas imam. So they get their mother's ksuba because they're getting this achayv. So that's how the Moors understand the Tana Kama. They get the ksuba and they don't, because they get it as achayv and they don't get anything. The rest is it's chalkim mishava as a moiser al ksuba's achayv. And so after the ksuba is paid, everything else is divided equally. Versus no, they're arguing b'dinner mekarkoikim kabifugi. Do you need that there should be the two ksubas and a dinner besides that mikarkos from karka? So that's a situation there's not a moshe dinner, so you don't get either to the moshe dinner metaltim, and that doesn't count. Moshe dinner called the as long as there's any type of mitzvah that even without the shaka, that gives the right to get ksumas being there.